First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record Cupid show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad, bad.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest bastard you'll ever want to meet. You know, I just spent a little bit of time in a hospital. I had a little bit of surgery. They seem to think everything's okay, and I think that's pissing off people, because I would have hoped and I've prayed that these rotten bastards would say, "Hey, that son of a bitch died," or "he's dying." But I don't think it's come to that point, and I think that pisses everybody off that doesn't like me. And to that, I says, I do not give a damn. I want to also say that Todd Robertson, the jerked-off, no-count, good-for-nothing son of a bitch and editorial director for the St. Louis Post-Disgrace, he's been talking about me. I've had 11 bad, I said bad, editorials. And that's bad for them, good for me, because I'll take any publicity, because publicity is good. At the end of the day, publicity is good. But I had 5 or 6 more bad articles than Donald Trump had when he was running for president the first time. Now, I would assume that it's not going to happen this time. I would assume they're going to try to tear the hell out of Trump. But I think Trump is going to be a big winner. I don't think anybody's going to stop him from getting reelected as president of this great United States. So I just hope we can see how it goes and where it goes. I hear that the state police, they want to move their headquarters from Collinsville, which is Madison County, to St. Clair County. It said, according to a request from a proposed release on Monday on the state police website, it says it wants to get someplace in St. Clair County. Now, The only reason I can see for that is there's so much trash going on in St. Clair County. There's so much filth. There's so much crime that they just have to bring it to the area where the crime's at. Now, you know, they have the state police building right next to the old Belvo West High School. And I never see any activity. I know activity comes and goes, but you really never see any activity. So I want to see what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. So I'm sure there's going to be a priceless gig when it's all said and done. But see, people don't want to talk about that. They just want to talk about what's good for the community, what's good for the area. So we'll have to see where that goes. That's going to be a while in coming. They're going to look for a site. They're going to propose a site. I guess they're going to take all kind of sites and see which one is the best for them, and they'll probably run with it after that point. I see with the elections Tuesday night, I think there were 6 or 8 states that held their primary elections, and St. Louis was one, and St. Louis pulled it out for Joe Biden, so I would assume that the rate it's going, that Joe Biden will be the Democratic candidate for president of this great United States. I personally don't see any way that he can get elected, but, you know, what the hell do I know? You know, I sit around and everybody wants to bad rap me and say what a no good son of a bitch I am for giving my opinion. And I always say to everybody, let me give my opinion because I want to hear your opinion. Now, I may not agree with you, but I want to give everybody, as I always have said, want to give everybody the opportunity to speak their piece. Now, people want to talk the crap at their restaurants and at the taverns, but when it comes time to getting on the air where there's thousands and millions of people, nobody wants to be heard other than the asswipe bastards, the 2 or 3 asswipe bastards. And, you know, for that, we can say nothing but, you know, get your best hold and move on. I see in the crime reports on Fox News that Charlie Sheen, you know old Charlie, he denies Corey Feldman's claims that he raped Corey back in the day. And Charlie says, hey, that never happened. And I don't know, I wasn't there, so I can't say either way, but I would think that back in the day, dumb old Charlie Sheen, there's probably not a lot of crap that he wouldn't do. Probably not a lot of crap that he wouldn't do, so I wouldn't put it past him. I don't think I could vote that he was guilty unless I knew all the facts. But I would say at this point, I'd have to say that he's innocent until proven himself guilty. I also see where the InfoWars founder, Alex Jones, he was arrested and charged with a DUI in Texas. Now, this is a goofy son of a bitch that says everybody's wrong, he's right. He said a lot of the stuff that they say happened didn't happen, but he's going to push it. But he looks like a real jerk off. He says his breathalyzer results showing a 0.076 and a 0.079. And he says, which he describes as basically one beer. Now, how the hell can you have one beer and be right at the legal limit on drinking? And I know he's trying to get whatever notoriety he can get. But I think with something like that, they just ought to let it go until they find out legally what's going on. But see, people don't want to do that. People want to talk their crap. They don't want to argue with you. They just want to talk their crap and say they're right. And it really doesn't make any difference if you're right or wrong unless you're in a court of law. Then when you're in a court of law, it's a total difference. I see where our good friend, Elizabeth Warren, she withdrew from the race a couple days ago. And then everybody jumped on her wanting to know who she was going to endorse. And at the end of the day, she says, at this point, she's waiting. She's not going to endorse. She's not going to endorse anybody until she sees what's going on. And it's amazing. It's amazing how this crap just continues to go on, Nobody says anything. But, you know, it is totally, totally, totally amazing. You see, again, in Missouri, where I think Joe Biden, I think Joe Biden has a comparable lead, has a big enough lead to declare him the winner. And I think he got 4 out of the 6. And I think Sanders got 2 out of 6. And I would think, and I'm not for either one of them, but I would think at this point in time, it's probably ready for Sanders to say, hey, I've given my all, I give it my best, I can't give it anymore. So it's going to be strange to see how much longer it takes before Bernie Sanders gets out of the race. Now, I know it's been a long, hard drive for him, a real long, hard drive, but you can only take things so far. And after you take them so far, you can't take them any further. It's time to get out. It's time to get out of the race. And I see in one of the papers where it said about Elizabeth Warren, she is not a victim of sexism. It says a Massachusetts senator was simply a bad candidate. Now, this is one of the reporters from one of the big newspapers, I think, in Boston, that said that, no, she wasn't a victim of racism or sexism. She was a victim of being a bad candidate. Now, she's crying and moaning and groaning, and it says researchers did not support Warren's view that her sex was a handicap. Well, if her sex was a handicap, why the hell would she get out and run in the first place? Why wouldn't she say, hey, I'd like to run, I'm a great candidate, but I'm a woman and I can't win, so why spend money, not just my money, voters' money, and not be able to win the candidacy? But no, she was in the race. She says, hey, I can win. And there for a little while, she was a contender. Of course, it didn't take much to find out that she really, really, really never was a contender. But, you know, we let people get by with crap they want to get by with just because they can. They can say whatever they want to say, and we just have to work with it. We just have to live with it, and we just hope that everything works out for the better. I see here in Tuesday's primaries that in Missouri, Biden garnered 60%, Sanders 35%. So that was a winner for Biden. Michigan, Biden 53%, Sanders 38%. Another win for Biden. Idaho, Biden 45%, Sanders 34%. Basically another win for Biden. Mississippi, 81% for Biden, 15% for Sanders. That's another win. In North Dakota, though, Sanders won by 40% over Biden's 26%. And in Washington, it's too close to tell, and that's what we're waiting for. So I would think that Sanders may win that one. Of course, that's not going to keep him in the running, I don't believe. I think it's time for good old Bernie to say, hey, time's up. We've done all we can do. We fought a good fight, and they did fight a good fight. But at the end of the day, sometime it's time to say, hey, the game's over. We lost. We did the best we could do. So that's what happened, and that's what's happening, not just in these states that have just had their primaries, but there's a lot more primaries to go on in the next week or two or three. So, but I would think that before it gets too bad, too embarrassing, that Bernie would say, hey, It's time to go, so I'm going to go. Now, I don't understand. I don't understand how these people wait for the last second. I mean the last second to say that they're out of the running, but they do. And why they do, I have no idea. Maybe somebody out there that knows what's going on can call and refresh my memory, but you know, after being in the hospital, you don't remember everything for a while. It takes a little bit of time, but it's amazing how crap like that happens, and nobody says anything on the record. And when I mean nobody, that's nobody of the normal everyday citizens. Now the politicians will have a play on it no matter what comes up. They'll have their say, their other politicians will have their say, and everybody will just keep on running. But it's amazing how people can't stand up on their own and say, hey, this is what's going on, that's what's going on, and that's the way we're going to run with it. They keep crying and dying, and everybody always cries and dies, and then it goes on to something else. So I think we may have to do that at some point in time. Nicki Minaj, I don't know if you guys know her. She's a black singer, a fairly decent black singer. And I say black because they always announce that they're black and who they're married to, but it says her husband has officially registered as a sex offender in the state of California. Says a rapper's husband mugshot and personal information are now listed on the California's database, which says the state of California is used to track offenders in the state. It says Kenneth Petty registered within days of his recent arrest for failing to register as a sex offender. The 41-year-old pleaded not guilty on Wednesday, the U.S. Attorney's Office told Fox. He was released on $10,000 bond. He's required to submit to electronic monitoring, and to his travel was restricted to Southern California. It said he had legal problems when he was pulled over by the Beverly Hills Police Department during a traffic stop. At the time, it determined Perry was a registered sex offender in New York and not had registered in California. So that's just another point. Or if you don't know what's going on, if you think that everybody is just good people, that we don't have to worry about them, that's a damn lie. That's a damn lie because people do not know. People do not know everybody's background. They don't know what's going on. Most of them really don't care. Does anybody really give a damn about Charlie Sheen? Does anybody really give a damn about Corey Feldman? No, nobody gives a damn about them except a few people around them. Now, they'll put it out in the paper, and they'll put it out all over, but then it goes away. Because, again, nobody cares. Everybody cares about what's going on in their little world. Now, you get a few people, like, you know, Robert Hertz, don't you? Robert Hertz, he's the one that got off of killing somebody. He's the big multimillionaire. But now it says they're going to court and they're having to testify. And they're testifying in court that he did not kill his girl, his friend, but he walked in, saw her laying there dead, panicked, and fled the scene. But despite that, he says he did not kill her. So that's going to go to court, and we're going to see what's going on. But you have to remember, court for the rich is a little bit different than court for the poor. And you guys know that. You hear it all over. You know, rich people get a lot better treatment than poor people. I don't give a damn what they say. I don't give a damn where they're at. Rich people get better attorneys. They get better legal information. And more times than not, when it's all said and done, they walk. And that's, you know, that's just the way the court system goes. But again, it amazes me how this crap can continue to go on. And nobody really gives a damn. Nobody really gives a damn because they're kind of immune through the whole real legal process, and I think they are. I think they are, and I think the rich know that, and they move on. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. You know, we talk about this virus going around all throughout the country. When it first started, a few people said, hey, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. But what happens? What happens 2 days later, 3 days later, 4 days later? Everybody's talking about it. I think there's 1,000 cases now in the United States. Now everybody's starting to push it. Now the Democrats are pushing it on one level. The Republicans are pushing it on another level. So it's just amazing. It's amazing how now all of a sudden it becomes a major deal. Should have never been a major deal. Should have never been a major deal, but they've made it a major deal. And you know why it's a major deal? Because election year. Election year, everybody, even the Republicans, everybody goes crazy and wants to talk their crap. Everybody goes crazy and says, hey, this is what's going on. That's what's going on. Let's get together and try to make it bigger than life. Now, I don't know why we want to make it bigger than life if it's not. But see, that's what goes on. That's what goes on in even local communities. You can take a major issue, and it becomes minor because it's at the state level, it's at the city level, it's at the county level. But if it's something to do with a politician, a state or federal politician, if it's something to do with a big shot ball player or a big shot movie star, then it is what it is. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it has to be that way. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Yeah. I've been a snowbird for a while. I was down in Florida anyway. I was catching you loud and clear on the internet down there, but well, that's not why I called.
Okay.
But actually, the Democrats are always pushing this homicide. Oh, they got to protect you from guns. I have a few statistics I'd like to throw out there that they never throw out there. Okay, they say 32,000 homicides a year. So they got to protect you. Okay, well, there's a total 60% are suicide. Okay, 3% are accidental deaths. So you're down to 11,000 homicides yearly. Okay, 80% are gang related. They never say all this, do they?
No, they never do.
Okay, since January 1st of this year. The homicide, there was 3,145, suicide, 4,151, accident, 157, and actually, suffocation, there's been 3,502. And guns are used, guns used in self-defense, 5,906, 515. But they never say all this. It's just like Joseph Goebbels said years ago, but with, you know, Hitler's PR man, if you get a lie, a big enough lie, and you tell it often enough, people will believe it.
Yeah, it becomes the truth. I agree with you.
And it's just all, and in fact, one debate, Biden said there was 150 million people killed. Now, that's over half, a little over half the population.
Yep,
don't
right
you
half.
Think that'd have made a bunch of headlines everywhere?
If somebody's in some country, such as ours, and they said half the population was killed off, yeah, that would be major, major, major news. But this is just how people, both Democrats and Republicans, do it. They throw crap out there. They see what's going to stick, and that's what they run with, Ed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it has to be that way, but that's the way it is around here, don't you think?
They scare people to death. That's all they want. That's all they're after. Have people running around just like when somebody says a snowstorm, oh, they go buy stuff. Oh, this corona. I'm not saying corona is bad, you know, not bad, but they're exacerbating it you know?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Well, listen, thanks for the call. As always, thanks for listening. And you hang in there. And let me tell you one thing, and I'll tell everybody. We're only on this earth for a very, very, very short time. So let's try to, if we can, live with each other. We don't have to love one another, but we have to live with each other. We have to respect one another, and we have to do what's best for our country, don't you think? It's gone. So, but that's the way it is. People need to understand, you can't just take care of yourself and be proud of it. You have to be able to take care of others. You have to be able to take care of people that maybe you don't even know. But sometimes that's the best thing you can do. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Listen, don't let the air affairs. Listen, I think you're a good man, Bob. I like you. I saw you years ago over at Mascoutah at the parade when you was running for office, and I wanted to come out and shake your hand, but I was scared you'd think somebody's coming out to hurt you or something. But I pray for your health, Bob.
Well, thank you. I
want you to recover.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. What's on your plate today?
Nothing really. I just wanted to tell you. I just wanted to tell you that I pray for your health and your recovery. I too was a policeman for a while, and I understand some of the things and some of the places where you're coming from. And I think at heart you're a good man.
Well,
and people don't realize that.
Where are you? What area do you live in, John?
Clinton County.
Well, that's a nice county to live in. That's a nice county to live in, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, a lot of nice people over here. Well, you know, everybody gets into arguments and stuff with the neighbors and that. But I think you're a good man at heart, and I wish people would quit trying to hurt you. I just don't see it.
Well, John, thank you very much for the call. That's awful nice of you. And I don't understand it either, because I don't have to be the best light guy in town, but I'll be damned. I'm just as good as anybody else. I have my flaws, as you do, John, and everybody else does, but we have to fight through them. We have to make the best of the situation, and we have to move on, because like I told Ed earlier, John, we're only on this earth for a very, very, very short time, and if we try to do bad, that little time we have on earth is going to come back to bite us. And if we can do a little bit of good, not just for our family, our neighbors, but a little bit of good for our community, our county, our state, then I think it makes it better for everybody. And if you don't think that way, I think you're pissing up a rope. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences. The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey, yeah.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey, hey. I tell the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I get my poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. As everybody knows, this is Bob Romanek. I don't know why I've got so many people hating me. I have people that call me from California, from New York, from Florida, and I have a lot of them thanking me for what I do, that I've got the guts and the nerve to do it, and I sincerely appreciate that. But what I really love are the people that don't like me. Gives me something to argue with, something to argue about, and actually makes my day go faster. It makes my day feel a lot better because I appreciate people who are on my side. I sincerely do, but it's some of those people that aren't that really, really, really pisses me off. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Mr. Romanek. How are you today, sir?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
Fine, thank you. I know you've been called a lot of names in the past. Have you ever been, do you know that you're a palindrome?
I want to know if I'm a palindrome. Don't even know what the hell that is. But see, people, that's for people that don't have the guts to come right and say, hey, it's amazing. It's amazing. People will call with the stupidest crap and act like they're really important. They're really telling you something you don't know. They're probably telling us something we don't know and don't want to know. But that's what the problem is in this great world of ours. You know, they want to push the bad that they think's bad, and they want to yell and try to conquer the things that they think's good, even though they're not good. They're just different. But they always want to play the game, and then when they play the game, you see what happens. The people that like you are going to say that's bull crap. The people that don't like you are going to say, hey, that guy that called in, he was correct. So you can't, that's what I say, you cannot win. Cannot win when the crap hits the fan. Let's go ahead and take this one. I know it's going to be a bad one, but we'll start it out and see where we're going. Go ahead, Stuart. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, you know, when you mentioned the crime lab there here in Belleville, you're right, it's very little used. I mentioned that to the mayor this morning on a message on his phone. And I also said, you know, they ought to use them two buildings, the Kern slum there next to the Belleville West that's sitting abandoned for over a year, and then the girls' dormitory on the other side of the street that's been abandoned for a year. I know this probably, you know, like, makes too much sense, but maybe the headquarters of the state police could be moved there to in those two buildings that maybe they could work something out with Lindenwood, pay Lindenwood a dollar or something for them buildings, and save them have to build a new building. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you know what, Stuart, thank you very much. That's a great point. I don't know why, if they're going to put it in St. Clair County, they need to put it in Belleville, because Belleville and the surrounding area is probably one of the worst areas in the state of Illinois. And if they want to do something to try to help everybody else out, that's what they need to do. But they'll come up with a 4 or 5 acres somewhere. They'll spend $10, $15, $20 million, and they'll build a building that won't be good for anything, because you're not going to get the bums. They don't take the bums to the state police headquarters usually. They take them to the area that they were seen doing the crime that they did. So I think you're probably totally right, but again, they won't, they're not going to do anything that's good for the community. They're going to do what's good for them politically, and everybody knows that. And I'm not saying only the Democrats. There's a lot of Republicans that'll do the same thing. They'll wheel and deal and shine and glide, and they'll do anything they can do to try to make them look good. Now, they also want to make their party look good, either the Democrats or the Republicans, but that's secondary to them. They want to make themselves look good. They want to make everybody think, hey, this guy's doing a good job, but he's only doing a good job because he's doing what we're telling him to do. You know, if we didn't tell him to do this and that, then we'd move on and have him do other things. But these politicians, they know how to work it. They know how to work the crowd. They know how to work the people. And it is always the people are the ones that run this country. No, it's not the people. It's the one half of one half of 0.5% of these politicians, both Democrat and Republican. And we know that, but we continue to talk about it out in the street, but we never do anything about it. And that really pisses me off, that we all can't come together. When I say we, I mean the people. But apparently we can't. So we're going to have to let it go. We're going to have to let these politicians continue. I say continue to do what they want to do, both Democrats and Republicans, both black and white, both men and women. They're going to do whatever they want to do, and nobody's going to do anything about it. And it's a shame that it has to be that way, but that's the way it is. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, you mean nasty bastard.
Thank you very much. What's in your plate, Dave?
Not much. You sound like you're getting a little better there. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that. I'm off this medication, and I think everything's going to be fine. But like a guy told me yesterday, he said, Bob, you can be fine. You can get run over by a car or shot in the head walking down the street. And I said, sir, you're exactly right. You know, anything can happen to you at any point in time. Hopefully it doesn't to me for a while, but I'll just have to wait and see, like you and everybody else is going to have to wait and see, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, I'm getting ready to lower the IQ of the show. So there's a couple things I recommend you can do.
Okay.
Go to a local massage parlor, get a rub and a tug. Now make sure, unlike last time, that the masseuse doesn't have an Adam's apple, okay, Bob? Make sure she doesn't have an Adam's apple.
Okay. I'll write that down to make sure.
And then go get some blood from Keith Richards and Ozzy Osbourne. You are guaranteed to live forever.
Yeah, you know what, Dave? I don't understand the guys like that. I mean, they go and they do whatever they want to do, which I don't care. That's their business. But, hell, they're going to live to be 125, don't you think?
I think Richard is 125.
Well, okay. Hey, I can't argue that. But, you know, these guys in the entertainment world, it seems like, and I don't know if it's because it's just the way it is, but it seems like the nastier they get, the longer they live, you think?
Well, you know what? My favorite drummer of all time just recently passed away from brain cancer. He was 57 years old. And I'm not saying that, you know, he led a wholesome life, but I guarantee you he didn't leave the life that Keith Richards and Ozzy Osbourne did.
No, I agree. And, you know, these guys just keep on trucking. It seems to me that no matter what happens, they don't worry about it.
Well, that's for sure. But no, you sound like you're on the road to recovery, my friend. Trust me, there's plenty of the guys I know that listen to you. We were all concerned about you. So, again, prayers are constantly coming your way, my friend. Take care. Whenever you need to take off, as much as we'll miss you, make sure you take off and take care of yourself first. And then everything else will take care of itself.
Dave, thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate it. That's a good man from the other side of the river who has a lot of friends over there. Who they all do a lot of good for the people in the St. Louis region. And it just amazes me. It amazes me how we can have such good people out there. But you know, the ones that get all the crap are the ones that want to do for themselves, are the ones that want to do for their family and don't want to do for anybody else. So again, Dave, thank you very much for the call and thank you for the concern. Go ahead, Rick. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, how are you today?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Hey, you brought up earlier about why do these people stay in a campaign even though they know they're going to lose? It's about the money. It's about the money. You know, I just did a little research from the FEC. You know, you can pay your family members if you can justify them as being a legitimate advisor or participant. You can pay them a salary.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. They're staying in. They're ripping off these people that donate money to them. Remember the old phrase, if you want to get rich quick, run for office, you know?
Yep, you know, I agree with you totally. Rick, what do you think with all the election crap going on and the election soon to be over, what's your take on the whole situation?
Well, I think the only way that I shouldn't say this is going to be terrible. I don't want to give him any ideas. The only way Biden can win is if he picks Michelle Obama as his vice president.
Do you honestly think that's going to be enough to get him elected?
I do. Because you know he's not going to stay in office long. He's not healthy. He'll go in for a year or so, get out because of, you know, health purposes, and she'll be the first black female president.
Well, you know what? I can't argue with you. I don't know for a fact that would happen, but I can't argue with you. But I know there's a lot of people that would like to see that happen. But I have to tell you, Rick, there's a lot of people that don't want to see that happen, too, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a diehard Trump fan. I knew he was going to get elected when he came down the escalator and gave his speech that morning. And I stuck with him the whole time. And my goodness, look what he's done for this country already.
Yeah, you don't have to. And thanks for the call, Rick. I sincerely appreciate it. You don't have to like Trump. You don't have to talk good about Trump. But if you want what's good for the country, you better vote for Trump, because Trump's done an exceptionally good job the last 3.5 years. And I think he will continue for the next 4 years to move on. Now, he's a little goofy. Of course, everybody is a little goofy. And when you say, oh, that guy's okay. Well, he's okay, but he still does goofy crap, because we all do goofy crap. And we just keep running with it and doing the best we can do with it. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. As always, people, it's about time to go, so I just want to let everybody know that the elections are coming up in November, so you have plenty of time to research, to see who you think, who I say you think is the best for the presidency, and vote accordingly. I could be your best friend, and if I couldn't convince you not to vote for Trump, I can still be your best friend because we all have differences. But as I say, it's time to go. So as always, let's continue to unite. Let's continue to expose these asswipe, no count, good for nothing, son of a bitchin' bastards that we call politicians. We have to keep an eye on all of them, Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white, because if we don't, they'll get the better of us. I think we can get another good 4 years and then we'll take it from there. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, no good for nothing, no count, rotten, bastard, son of a bitches that we call politicians, not public servants. Public servants do for everyone. Politicians do for themselves and their families. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's do unto them before they do unto us. Let's destroy them. Destroy them politically, of course. No violence ever. Destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word!
This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll